it's a twofold approach, right? You got to look at things internally from a city organizational standpoint as well as externally. So it's kind of all hands on deck. I don't think there's any type of magic solution as far as if we just fix just this one thing, everything is going to else pan out. So yes, it's everything. It's how do we look at home ownership? What resources and opportunities are there to provide programs and things of that nature to ensure that everyone has equal access to home ownership or opportunities for that? It's the criminal justice system. It's the system of jurisprudence. It's the educational system. It's all these different kind of systems that can enhance equity. So I do some work, for example, with the school district, try to find ways to partner with the school district because the youth in the schools currently is the future, and that's the future of Peoria and this community, this region. So, yes, it's looking at all these different entities to say, hey, how can we all continuously move the needle in the right direction to make the community overall, the city overall, more equitable?
And specifically the police and fire departments, I know increasing the diversity in those two departments look more like the overall makeup of the city of Peoria's population in general. I know that's been an ongoing discussion for a number of years. What are some of the obstacles you have there? Is it a lack of candidates or more outreach needed? Can you talk to us a little bit more about some of the challenges in that particular aspect?
I think that there's a number of different things. Some are considered to be externalities, right? Things that are beyond the control based on just the current climate of society in general as it relates to these kind of specifically that more so of law enforcement. Talking with different law enforcement experts, they'll tell you in general that the applicant pool is just down. In fact, I had a meeting just yesterday with Sheriff Asbell. He was saying the same thing from his side of things, is that from the county level, the applicant pool is just down. Chief Merriam will say the same thing, and some other law enforcement experts say the same thing. So that's just a challenge in general, like the desire to be going into law enforcement for some. I know I can speak for myself personally, right? And I've done a tremendous amount of research on African-American resilience and these kinds of things for coming out of poverty and so on. If you don't really see people who may look like you in the workplace, then maybe you may think, well, maybe that's not a place for me, or maybe I'm not welcome in that kind of place. So the more we have more advertisement that's more diverse marketing materials, then it can become more encouraging for people to apply. So that's one of the things that we're trying to get done right now in the process of doing now. And that's also why we're trying to target HBCU to let people know for sure that we're serious about this. We're trying to make sure we move the needle in the right direction. And so that's one of the things. Just to research again, as I was having a conversation yesterday, you think in terms of the state of Illinois, research came out last year showing that every county in Illinois has seen a decline in population. So from a population growth standpoint, there's a continuous decline where people are leaving Illinois. That includes Peoria, so we have some exit. That's a problem. So there's just various things that's happened that may be either discouraging for us recruiting here locally, throughout the state, the industry in and of itself. So it's just different kind of variables that may make the field not so attractive right now.
And I see you printed out WEK's story on this. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about this 24/7 report in general, or how you've been addressing it?
I know there's been a lot of stock placed in this report, and I know sometimes the response is often centered on the methodology used with the report and to what degree is it the validity of the data. I personally don't prefer that kind of response related to that. It comes across as a deflection. I don't have any interest in that. I think at the core, we can all agree that there's work to be done and we need to continuously make improvement. So that's kind of my approach. However, looking at the list, you do see that on the more recent report, Peoria is ranked number 7 according to their algorithm. You also have Rockford look like number 8 and Springfield number 9. So it kind of shows a trend that this is an issue in Illinois. However, that does not negate here within the Peoria County, the Metro Statistical Region, that there's work to be done. And we, one as the city organization, have to take some accountability. And what are we doing? What can we do more of to help have a better impact? But in addition to that, as a city, as a county, as a region, we have to figure out ways to work better together, collectively, to have an overall outcome that we desire. So if it's employment, if it's home ownership, to what degree is that proportionate to where it actually do reflect our community, to where we can be a proud region and metropolitan area as far as saying, hey, we're leading the charge related to equity. We're the model for the rest of the nation as it relates to equity. Personally, that's what I would like to see, and that's what my office will continue to try to move towards.